All right, welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News, online all the time at npr.org/Bryant Park. As any little baby knows, moo is the sound a cow makes. A moo-moo is a loose dress of Hawaiian origin that hangs from the shoulder. A momo is a Tibetan dumpling made of a simple flour and water dough with some stuff inside. Vegetables, chicken, yak meat. Wait a minute, yak? Time
yak
for
meat.
Yak. That reminds me, it's time for the most. And now with our collection of most emailed, most viewed, most bandied about. You know, a lot of websites are going with the most bandied about tag. Trisha McKinney, what do you have?
I have one of the top stories on Google Trends today, one of the top search terms. It's also a number one most emailed on the Boston Globe website. Mm-hmm. The headline there is Hamilton, addict to cleanup man. It's a story about Josh Hamilton, who he's an all-star this year, and he participated in the Home Run Derby last night, which I don't watch, so I don't really know what happens. Apparently, he put on an amazing show. He broke a record.
Yeah,
he had
more
28
than participated,
home runs.
He pwned it, as
he
they
pwned
say.
It, yes, yeah. I would say. Or at least he pwned round one, and I know Dan has something to say about the setup of the Home Run Derby and how the guys who pwn it early
it's very tiring to swing the bat as hard as you can over and over again. The guy hit 28 home runs. You're only allowed to swing and not hit a home run 10 times. So out of 38 swings, he hit 28 home runs, which is amazing.
And in batting practice, you don't take that many rips. So it's unusual at maximum exertion to go that hard. At one point, the guy hit 13 in a row. It was amazing. The fans could not believe it, but he got so tired in the early rounds, and your round totals don't accumulate. He wound up not winning, but you know what it reminds me of? The end of Rocky One. And skip mm-hmm. ahead if you haven't seen yeah. it. You know, Rocky lost in that fight, but no one remembers because he put on such a good fight.
Right.
He did lose on the cards. Right. But it's a number one story because of Hamilton's history.
Yeah, his history, apparently. So he was the number one pick back in the 1999 draft, but then he kind of bottomed out. He was a drug addict.
Yeah.
And he cleaned up his act in 2005. He was reinstated in 2006, so now he's doing great.
That was an amazing show. Dan.
Yeah, I got a most popular here from Yahoo News. No, nothing to do with asteroids at all. I know that was my beat. Sorry. Jimmy Kimmel and Sarah Silverman end 5-year romance. And what was the sound everyone made in the office when I sent this one out?
Aww. People care about this celebrity couple.
I had no idea. Yeah.
It wasn't an awe. It was more like a what?
I was sad for them.
Publicists for both of them confirmed it yesterday, ending a relationship that provided fertile ground for outrageous humor. We all remember the Ben Affleck and Matt Damon videos that went back and forth. In Jesus' Magic, Sarah Silverman's film, she says, you know, she and Kimmel got married. She's Jewish and he's Catholic. They'd have to explain to their kids that she's one of the chosen people and he just believes that Jesus is magic.
So it was that that gave her the title for the film.
That's right.
They're gone. They're kaput. They're Splitsville.
Do we know why? Do we know if she in fact was bleeping Matt Damon?
We do not know, Trish. I mean, I can make something up if you want.
That's
been
okay.
Confirmed by YouTube.
That's your stock in trade, sir. Laura Silver?
Hey. This isn't about an older woman and a younger man, but the headline from the San Francisco Gate, no trace of cougar, no evidence of attack.
Right.
Story of my life.
If a man is attacked by a mountain lion in the forest and there's no proof, was he really attacked? Department of Fish and Game in San Francisco says, we're not saying he made it up, we're not saying it's a hoax, but we can't substantiate it. 50-year-old hiker says he was attacked, but they ran his clothing. There's no evidence. The lab found no tears from a mountain lion, no mountain lion hair, no mountain lion saliva.
How did this become a most emailed?
This is
an
important story.
Nothing happened.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, just in.
No, because it started a whole... People were
Man
really
is
worried.
Safe.
They were worried that there was a mountain lion on the loose. That's why.
Okay.
But then it was nothing. So,
it's because
so
a lot of people have mountain lion as their Google alert, just to see... Or cougar, probably.
I think cougar.
Yeah. Cougar.
Yeah.
The headline.
Yeah.
All right, speaking of mistaken animal identities, in Denver, people thought a lion was on the loose. Turned out to be a dog, they think. Yeah, it happens. Beast.
Not related.
Yeah. The Denver Post is hedging its bets with its headline, Beast Loose in El Paso.
It's a growly thing. Yeah. There's a growly thing.
Local residents were alarmed by reports of an African lion on the loose. I would say so. Authorities took a look at the first report of a lion sighting at 7:35. Some, however, debated whether it was a lion or just a big dog. They saw a paw. Someone saw a paw print. Said it was a little too big for a lion. They made reverse 9/11 calls. So they made 119 calls. I don't know how that works. Do you know what a reverse 9/11 call is?
9/11 calls you.
Yes.
They're like, oh, we heard you might have an emergency.
Right.
What does that mean?
Right.
Only
if a fake mountain lion is calling.
When emergency services call you to warn you of something,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's not as funny as what we said.
Yeah, I got a most emailed from Orlando Sentinel. Playboy, the gentleman's magazine, their online edition is going to be having a Girls of Olive Garden edition.
Ooh, with pimentos?
Which I
Do
thought
they come
was...
with bottomless breadsticks?
Zing. I'm just going to leave it there.
Thanks, man. That's great. That's a great way to end it. And that is the most... You can check out all those stories, except for pictures of the girls of the Olive Garden, on our website, npr.org/Brian Park.